Reporting from the 91st National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Alex Wojcicki. I'm chatting with Chase Burdett. He's from the Madison County FFA chapter in Georgia. Now, you're fresh off the stage. You just won the Proficiency Award for Agricultural Mechanics Design and Fabrication, Entrepreneurship and Placement. Tell me a little bit about your SAE.
I worked at Caterpillar as an intern in high school and a little bit out. I built five or six different sizes of mini hydraulic excavators. I've learned many stations while I was there, from boom, tack and post to upper frame, tack, post, A-frames. I learned a good little bit of stations there while I was there and really enjoyed my time at Caterpillar.
So now that we know that, let's back up a little bit and talk about your background in agriculture and how you got to that SAE.
I do not come from a traditional ag family. Neither one of my parents are farmers. I just started around ninth grade. I had a friend that started building utility trailers. I kind of got in with him, started helping him, and really realized that I liked welding and I enjoyed doing it. So when I got into my ag classes, I took as many of them as I could, and I fell in love with it. And I decided from then on that's what I want to do with my life, is weld and build things with my hands.
Let's talk about some of the struggles you faced as you were going through FFA and going through your SAE and what you've taken from those struggles.
The main struggle, I think, is my having time management, because being able to balance work, school, family. I race cars on the side for a hobby. So that was a big struggle, was having to allocate time for each one of them to make sure I get everything done. And that was the biggest struggle for me. And I took away a lot from that, learning how to manage my time and be able to prioritize what needs to be done.
Now, Chase, you're at a point now where you have a lot of folks looking up to you, a lot of FFA members. What's your message to them as they're sitting there looking up to you?
Don't be afraid to work hard. Having a good work ethic this day is everything. Get in it and try to work and find something you love to do while you do it. As long as you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. So that's what I really would say, is find something you love and work as hard as you can at it.
Well, let's look to the future, Chase, as we wrap up this conversation. What are your future plans and what do you want to do?
I'm currently going to school at North Georgia Technical College. I plan on here in the next semester graduating and actually taking a well test for the local 150 union at Plant Vogtle, or for Plant Vogtle in Augusta, Georgia. It's a nuclear facility that they're building down there, and I hope to test in there and get a job on with the union and work for them for several years.
All right, Chase, is there anything else you want to add?
I'm just happy I won.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations, folks. That was Chase Burdett. He's from the Madison County FFA chapter in Georgia. Now, this award is sponsored by Carry On Trailer Corporation and Lincoln Electric. For FFA Today, I'm Alex Wojcicki.